I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The standoff over Zimbabwe continues. Robert Mugabe is still firmly in power after elections most of the world has condemned as phony. Mugabe's fellow African leaders in the African Union have asked him to form a unity government with the opposition, but its leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, is refusing until the African Union recognizes him as Zimbabwe's rightful president. The World's Jeb Sharp has the latest.
The African Union summit ended with very little to offer Zimbabwe. The final resolution encourages Mugabe and Tsvangirai to initiate a dialogue, and it calls for the creation of a government of national unity. Mugabe says he's willing to talk, but Tsvangirai and his Movement for Democratic Change say the conditions are not right. Tsvangirai said today the AU resolution is inadequate.
The resolution does not adequately deal with the ongoing violence in Zimbabwe. In addition, the resolution does not recognize the illegitimacy of the 27 June elections. Finally, the resolution endorses the concept of a government of national unity without acknowledging that the MDC, as the winner of the last credible election in 29 March, should be recognized as the legitimate government of Zimbabwe.
The European Union made that acknowledgement yesterday. It announced it would only recognize a Zimbabwean government headed by Morgan Tsvangirai. But South African President Thabo Mbeki, who's been trying to mediate a solution to the crisis, says that's premature.
We go back to the Zimbabwe political parties to say that they need to engage one another. And the result that must come out of that is not a result that the facilitation can dictate. The result that comes out of that process of dialogue must be a result that is agreed by the Zimbabweans.
Mbeki is an old friend of Mugabe and has played a prominent role in trying to mediate a solution. He's been criticized for taking a soft line. The African Union resolution recommends that Mbeki's mediation efforts continue, but MDC spokesman George Sibachiwe says it will take more than Mbeki to solve the crisis now.
The fact is that South Africa is a neighbor of Zimbabwe, an influential neighbor. President Mbeki still enjoys the ear of Robert Mugabe. If Mugabe is to listen to anyone, he'll listen to President Mbeki. And therefore, he's a critical player in how that works. But as to whether he can resolve the crisis individually, we don't think so.
In view of that, the MDC has asked that an additional mediator be appointed. Meanwhile, there's also talk of naming a new senior UN envoy to help resolve the crisis. The United States has proposed tightening sanctions on Mugabe and his inner circle. Current US and EU sanctions, 5 years old now, have had little effect. An arms embargo is another option the UN Security Council may discuss when it meets on the issue next week. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.